wonderful day. Thanks to everybody, all the work and efforts that were put in to bring forth the presentations. You are loved and appreciated. So like God's servant said, I will just give another brief message and charge today. In the first service, we talked about exceptional womanhood, and we saw different women in the Bible who were exceptional. We focused on Mary. That was the final one. Mary, the mother of Jesus. That was the final one we ended at. So I want to expand on that. The main thing we saw about her was the favor she had. The favor that made her to be selected out of the millions and thousands of women that were there. She was the one that was chosen to carry the Messiah of this world. Another thing God's servant wanted me to talk about or bring up was Hannah. The fact that she was a woman of intercession. If you're going to do anything with your life or be anything, you have to know how to intercede for yourself and for others. A mother is one that also intercedes for her children. A mother is one that also intercedes for others. They always, like, there's a saying that goes, a mother's or woman's work is never done. So, having the spirit of intercession, having the ability to be able to persevere, to be able to stand in the gap, to be able to lift up requests to God until there is an answer. That's one of the key things that are needed if we are going to be exceptional in anything that we do. Amen? We could see what happened with Hannah. Year after year after year, she kept returning to the same place, placing the same request on the altar, but nothing happened. But when God remembered her, within 24 hours, she met with her husband, and like they say, the rest was history. She was able to come back within a year with a son. Even though she made the vow, she didn't forget. She made sure she came back and gave that son. After the son had been weaned, she brought him back and said, "This is the child I prayed for. For this child I prayed." And she didn't forget after the blessing came. She remembered to go back and honor that vow that she had given. So that's one of the things we have to ensure. We remember when God does things for us. What we're going to focus on now with in the second service will be favor. Because that was what worked for Mary. That was the thing that distinguished her out of everybody else. And she became the mother, the one that brought forth the Messiah. Can we, before we look at the scripture, let's just look at some descriptions of favor. What is favor? It is the approval, it is the support or liking for someone or something. The approval, the support, or the liking for someone or something. It is also an act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. I like that. An act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. That means when you have favor, people will take certain steps regarding your life that everyone who sees will know this is not normal. Beyond what is due or usual. It is also a feel or show of approval or preference for. A show of approval or preference for. When something or someone is favored, for some reason that person will be preferred. Without even helping it, they will just be preferred. They will be selected because that's what favor does. And then when there's divine favor, it is when God's grace is expressed in the life of someone. And it's also the manifestation of God's power. Now we're going to look at some scriptures. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Let's look at that in the Amplified Version, please. Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name earned by honorable behavior, godly wisdom, moral courage, and personal integrity is more desirable than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. We're going to read that again. A good name earned by honorable behavior, godly wisdom, moral courage, and personal integrity is more desirable than great riches, and honor, and favor is better than silver and gold. This just shows us what we should all be aspiring for. Favor is better than silver and gold. A good name, that means everything I do, everything I say, the way I conduct myself, I have to make sure it is honorable. I have to make sure it's godly. I have to make sure I'm getting the wisdom from God in everything I do. When we were growing up, my mom would always pray, if there's any way I've sinned in my words, thoughts, or deeds, in my words, in my thoughts, in my deeds, I can understand in my words and my deeds, but in my thoughts. So when you think about it, sometimes you can even sin in your thoughts. We have to be honorable. We have to make sure we walk in integrity in everything we do. That's why it says, and personal integrity. We should desire it even more than riches. In this world where everything is about money, you heard what God's servant says, money will fail. So we have to look beyond it. So instead of wanting to be rich, there's nothing wrong with that. Instead of wanting to be wealthy, there's nothing wrong with that. How about we ask the Lord for favor? Why don't we ask him for favor? It's better than silver and gold. It's the one that will open doors that no one can shut. And favor is also a shield that surrounds. We're going to look at Psalms 5 verse 12. First in the ERV, the Passion, and then Amplified Version. The ERV, Psalms 5 verse 12. Lord, when you bless good people, you surround them with your love, like a large shield that protects them. Listen to that. Favor is like a large shield that protects. A shield keeps away darts, fiery attacks from the enemy. That's what a shield does. So when favor is working on your behalf, it's covering you and blocking every form of attack that might come to you. The Passion Translation of this same verse says, Lord, how wonderfully you bless the righteous. Your favor wraps around each one and covers them under your canopy of kindness and joy. Same scripture, different versions, different descriptions. Look at that. That's why I like to look at all the different ones, so that I can speak over my life the different aspects of it. The first one says it will protect me. Now this one says it will cover me with a canopy of kindness and joy. That's what favor will do. Then we look at the, this will be the Amplified. For you, O Lord, you bless the righteous man, the one who is in right standing with you. You surround him with favor as a shield. Look at that. The one that is in right standing with you. You make it your duty to ensure they are surrounded with favor as a shield. You make sure their life becomes impenetrable. You make sure that they are protected, they are preserved. And it says all round, no matter what direction the enemy might want to come, favor will ensure you are covered. Favor will ensure you are covered. But the thing about this verse says, the one who is in right standing with him. So that's why we should all aspire for that. To be in right standing with God. Like I said, my mom would say when we're younger, right standing in my words, in my thoughts, and in my deeds. My words and deeds, people might see, but my thoughts, that's where the devil plays the most, in the minds of people. The battlefield of the mind, that's the greatest battlefield on the whole earth. The things you battle with the most all take place in your mind. Not with people. It's all in your mind. As you think, so you are. If you say you are nothing, not you, because you are in this blessed house. If they say they are nothing, they will be nothing. If they say they are defeated, they will be defeated. They don't even have to say it if they think it, because how you act, what you think is what you act. What you think is what you act. So we are going to make sure, as we're asking the Lord for favor, as He's surrounding us and protecting us, we want to make sure we are in right standing with Him in everything that we do. And why do we need that? Because when we have favor, we are able to get certain things. Let's look at what we can get when we have favor. Daniel 1, verse 8 to 10 in the Amplified Version. Daniel 1, verse 8 to 10 in the Amplified Version. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile, taint, or dishonor himself with the king's finest food or with the wine which the king drank. So he asked the commander of the officials that he might be excused so that he would not defile himself. This was a man of God. He knew the stand he was going to take against what was decreed. But he was still a man that followed principles and protocols and order. That's why he took excuse and said, I will not do what you're telling me to do. He didn't just get up and just do it. He pre-warned them and said, I will not do this. Excuse me, but I will not eat of the food that is being presented from the king's place. Even though that's what everybody else is supposed to do. But my God has told me to do something different. And if we keep reading, it says, now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. And the commander of the officials said to Daniel, I am afraid of the Lord, the king, who has prearranged your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking more haggard than the young men who are your age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king. But Daniel, at the end, he didn't become what they thought he was going to become, because he did the things in the right order. He said, I will not do it this way because my God has told me something else. But favor allowed him to get an exemption. Favor allowed him to differentiate himself. Favor allowed him to be different. At my job, those that in the past they said, if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to have to wear a mask. They never mandated it, but they said you have to wear a mask. Finally, they said, it doesn't matter the status of your vaccine status, nobody wears a mask. But they know the people who are not vaccinated. Then when they want to talk to you, they kind of go like this. No, I'm serious. But those that they know are vaccinated, they go close to them and talk to them. It used to bother me. So what I started doing, when they come to talk to me, I'll put on my mask. I'm afraid of you. No, because we do COVID case management. Statistics, what we are seeing, about 70% of those that are positive are still vaccinated. So what is it? So if anything, I should be afraid of you too. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. But you have to take a stand sometimes for what you believe in. Even if it makes you different. Even if it makes you stand out, it makes you distinguished. So we do hoteling where you reserve a desk. Everybody else is on that side. Mimi is on this side. I don't want to be around you either. I'm trying to protect myself. Because you won't make me feel like I'm the one. Or I'm the one with the problem. No. But you have to take a stand. And that's what Daniel did. He said, excuse me, I'm not going to do this. And he didn't. But God gave him favor. So now when they want to talk to me, they'll make sure they'll come and say, is it okay? Are you okay? Are you comfortable with it? I'm like, yeah, that's okay, but I'll take my mask and still put it on. So that's what favor does. Favor grants you exception, and negative repercussions are withheld from you. What else does favor do? Let's look at Exodus 12, 35 to 36 in the New Living Translation. Exodus 12, 35 to 36 in the New Living Translation. And the people of Israel did as Moses had instructed. What did he say? The people of Israel did as Moses had instructed. They asked the Egyptians for clothing and articles of silver and gold. The Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably on the Israelites, and they gave them whatever they asked for. So they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. They got so much money when they were living that land than the entire time they were in captivity. That's what favor does. But look what it said. They did as Moses instructed. Then the Lord caused, when they did, when they obeyed, when they did the acts that was instructed, then the Lord now caused the Egyptians to look favorably on them. So God's favor will not just come like that. You have to follow an instruction. When you are told to do something, do it. Then God will now release that favor, because he needs something to bless. He needs something to bless. You can't say, bless the works of my hand, and you don't have a job or a business or something doing. He needs something that he can bless. So if that increase was going to come, if they were going to plunder the Egyptians, they had to do exactly what Moses had told them, so that they can be in the will and the plan of God. Then he can express his power through his favor. So we come back to that thing again, obedience. We saw that in what we spoke on earlier about Naomi and Ruth, how Ruth obeyed. But now look at it. We're coming back to this favor again, obedience. There has to be obedience, following an instruction. So favor brings wealth when we follow instructions. Next, let's look at Psalms 41, verse 11 and 12 in the Amplified Version. Psalms 41, 11 to 12 in the Amplified Version. By this I know that you favor and delight in me, because my enemy does not shout in triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you set me in your presence forever. Look at that. We're seeing integrity coming back to play again. So there are certain things that are required with God's blessings. The enemy is not able to shout triumph over me because you have favored me. Psalms 89:22 in the New Living Translation says, his enemies will not defeat him, nor will the wicked overpower him. Why? Because God has favored the person. This is what favor will do. Deliverance. And it will forbid the enemy to overpower you. You have to speak this forth over your life. My enemies will not exact over me. I will not be overpowered by sickness, by disease, by poverty, by lack and want. My life is blessed. My life is favored. Let your favor bring deliverance, so our enemies will not overcome us. We also look at the story of Noah in Genesis 6, verse 6, in the Amplified Version, please. Genesis 6, verse 6, in the Amplified Version. The Lord regretted. The Lord regretted that he had made mankind on the earth, and he was deeply grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy, annihilate mankind whom I have created from the surface of the earth. But not only men, not only the men that have annoyed me and angered me. In fact, I'm going to wipe out everything, even the animals. And the crawling things and the birds of the air. Why? Because it deeply grieves my heart. It grieves me to see mankind sin. And I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor and grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's what we have to ask the Lord for. Favor and grace. Favor and grace. Favor and grace. So that anything else that is happening to people, that will not be our portion. He was delivered. He was saved. He was preserved. Him and his entire household. Because of God's favor. Because of God's favor. God gave him the insight of what was supposed to come. You know, it happened to us too in Church on Fire International. Because of God's favor over us, he revealed to his servant what was supposed to come in 2020 with the coronavirus. Remember, that is God's favor. Because like Noah, he helped us get prepared. Because God's servant gave us communion and inoculated us so we could be preserved from that evil virus. That's favor. Then finally, what will favor do? Let's look at Luke 2, verse 48 to 53 in the Amplified Version. Luke 2, 48 to 52 in the Amplified Version. When they saw him, they were overwhelmed. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? This was Jesus when he took off. He went about doing his father's business. He didn't tell them where he was, so they were worried. So the mother is now saying, why have you treated us like this? Listen, your father and I have been greatly distressed and anxious looking for you. And he answered, why do you have to look for me? Did you not know that I have to be in my father's house? But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down to Nazareth with them. But listen to this. And was continually submissive and obedient to them. It plays it again. Submission, obedience. If you're going to have favor. Even though what he was saying was right and they were wrong. Because he was going about his father's business, which they didn't understand. But remember, he was God personified. So he knew what he had been sent to do. They didn't know. I mean, they knew, but they didn't know the full extent of it. But he didn't get angry. He still continually submitted and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Then look at what happened. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So look at that. Submission, obedience, caused him to continue to increase in wisdom, in stature, and in favor. So what we can see, this entire messages we've heard, first and second service, the things that have been consistent in everything have been what? Submission, obedience, favor, wisdom, everything. So we can see that we're in the right time at the right place. There is something God wants to do with Church on Fire International. As we continue to listen, we continue to obey. I know the Lord will take us to that place of amplification that he has promised for us in Jesus' mighty name. My time is up. We're going to pray one prayer. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3 in the Amplified Version. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3 in the Amplified Version. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abraham, go away from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you abundantly and make your name great. That is, exalted, distinguished, and you shall be a blessing, a source of great good to others. And I will bless you. do good for and benefit those who bless you. I'm sorry, and I will bless, do good for and benefit those who bless you, and I will curse, that is, subject to my wrath and judgment, the one who curses, despises, dishonors, or has contempt for you. And in you, all the families, that's all the nations of the earth, will be blessed. We are going to stand up to our feet and we're going to pray this prayer. Lord, as we submit, as we're obedient, just as Abraham did, you promised that you will make him a great nation. You will bless him abundantly and make his name be great and exalted and distinguished. That's the first prayer we're going to pray. Lord, as we obey you, as Church on Fire walks according to the instructions you give us, make us be great. Distinguish us, expand us, amplify us, multiply us. As we pray for Church on Fire International, the same that is coming upon us corporately will come upon us individually and our household.